Next, we come to occupations. Most people were engaged in agriculture, pottery making, spinning, weaving, glass making, carpentry, metalworking, poultry farming, and fishing were some of the occupations followed by the people. The Egyptians perfected the use of the potter's wheel. Pottery was produced in large quantities. Skilled carpenters made beautiful articles of wood inlaid with ivory and precious stones. The metal workers made articles of gold, copper, and other metals. Some people carved statues of gods and kings. Trade was also an important activity. Goods were transported over land by camels and donkeys. Boats and small ships were used to send goods along the Nile. The main item of export included linen, jewelry, and glassware. Gold, ivory, and oil and wood were the major imports. Goods were exchanged through the barter system. Next, we come to major achievements. In architecture, we see that the Egyptians were great builders and constructed many pyramids and temples. The largest of the pyramids, the Great Pyramid of Giza, was built by Pharaoh Cheops. It is also one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Another architectural wonder is the Sphinx. It is carved out of a single block of stone. The Temple of Abu Simbel is equally famous, built by Ramesses II. It has been constructed such that twice a year the rays of the rising sun reach the back wall of the interior of the temple. The Egyptians had also made great progress in mathematics. They knew fractions, the decimal system, and the four basic operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. They could also calculate the area and volume of geometrical figures such as rectangle, circle, and cylinder. They put their knowledge to use in the constructions of pyramids. The Egyptians also knew a lot about human anatomy. Anatomy is a study of structures in the human body. The Egyptians studied the movements of heavenly bodies to predict natural phenomena. They counted years by observing the star called Sirius, whose appearance coincided with the beginning of the annual flood in the River Nile. They also divided the sky into 12 constellations, thereby being the first to devise the zodiac. The Egyptians were also the first to devise a solar calendar. They found that the average time between two floods in the River Nile was 365 days. They also realized that the star Sirius appeared on the horizon when the flood reached Cairo, and this happened after every 365 days. These observations led them to conclude that a year has 365 days. The year was then divided into 12 months, each with 30 days. Five more days were added to the calendar to celebrate festivals. The Egyptian system of writing is also called hieroglyphics, which means sacred writing. The hieroglyphic script used pictures to represent words and symbols to express ideas. The script was written from right to left. Initially, people wrote on stone walls and clay tablets. Later, paper sheets made from the papyrus reeds were also used. A pointed reed was used as a pen. Lastly, we see that the new kingdom came to an end. The Egyptian empire collapsed. Internal rebellions and foreign invasions weakened the empire. Egypt came to be conquered by the Assyrians, the Persians, and the Romans. The Egyptian civilization was as advanced as the other civilizations of the period. The civilization of Greece and Rome were greatly influenced by the Egyptian civilization. Now, I've given you a worksheet. Please complete it. Thank you, children.